Hello, and welcome to the Journey Artists Around the World. I'm your host, Kiana the Artist. I am glad to be here today. We have our special guest today, but I'm very happy for her. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Journey Artists Around the World and what do we do? The Journey Artists Around the World is a platform designed for artists to market their content, promote their crafts by show of case their artists' talents, ability, gifts, and powers. The platforms also offers the opportunity for the audience to hear, learn, get inspired through their program. We will open our mind to share and listen. It is important for us to state that the creators who have overcome the difficult struggles, such as depression, drugs, discriminations, disability, and highly welcome to become forward and share their life story. Tonight, our special guest is Lady AJ. And how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing
I am
great. Thanks
happy
so
to
much.
bring to the audience Lady AJ.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you tonight.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
We're so happy for you to be here tonight. Can you tell the audience where you're from?
I am from Gary, Indiana. Born and raised.
Nice. We loving that. We're so wonderful. So, could you tell the audience more about your journey as an artist, a poet? And how life has been as an artist.
Absolutely. That's such a great question. I have been writing since I was 13 years old. So that's about like for 11 years now. Originally I started writing, I would say like in middle school, just about, typical things that 13-year-old girls would write about, in their journal or diary. Since then I've just really began to see poetry as an outlet to express my thoughts and feelings. But now that I am maturing in age and I'm starting to learn more, learn about who I am and learning about the things that our people are going through, and I feel like a sense of responsibility to speak that truth, and I use that through my poetry. And I've just been growing, trying to better develop my skill set and branching out into more avenues, and such as the podcast that I am on tonight. So I'm just, once again, I'm glad to be here. And this is another milestone for me as well.
Love it, love it. We're so happy for you to be on the Journey Artists Around the World. Also, what would you say when you accomplish that what you're proud of?
I would say something that I'm most proud of, one of my accomplishments, would probably be just coming out of my comfort zone more. I would say maybe in 2019 is when I first started seeing poetry as something more than just something that I keep to myself, but it became something that I saw the potential of sharing with others. And so since 2019, I really just started performing more, going to live showcases, and it was at my first showcase when I actually basically said that I could see myself writing a book. And lo and behold, months later I was able to put together my first poetry book last summer. It was a great project, something that I'm proud of, and just also like I said earlier, expanding my skill set in terms of figuring out how can I share my poems beyond just the paper and even beyond just the stage. And I've just grown to love film and figuring out how I can incorporate poetry into films and making short films. So I collaborate with some very talented artists and just bringing that visual aspect to my poetry, bringing it to life, because I know our people are very visual people. And so I love to incorporate film and visuals, whether that be through art or film. So one thing I'm just proud of the most is just my ability to become more versatile and figuring out how can I maximize my potential as a poet.
Nice. And for my audience, she will be doing her poetry on here tonight too. So as we continue doing the show, can you please tell us as more about the struggles that you have to overcome? And if you did, how did you overcome with your poetry?
Yeah, that's another great question. So I would just say, as an artist, when I first started writing, like I said, it was very personal to me. And sometimes even when it was just me reading it, I was not very transparent. I always tried to kind of like have a happy ending in the poem or just write about positive things. But I would say a struggle for me was just to be able to open up more and to be vulnerable and not be afraid to be vulnerable and share the good and share the bad. And when I write something, not hold back, like not sugarcoat something. So if I'm writing about like a bad experience, like just write about that bad experience, like, because that's how I'm feeling in that moment. Or, you know, basically just not holding back in my writing and just trying to stay authentic to the feeling that I'm trying to express. And so that's something that I had to overcome, just not being afraid to share that with others. And as I began to share with others, people could really relate to it and they respected my realness. They respected that. And so now I say that poetry is my vulnerability. So now if you hear the poems that I write, anything that I do, it's literally me just being real and trying to stay authentic as possible as to who I am. And so overall, just overcoming the challenge of being afraid to share and truly let what's on the inside come out.
That is so fantastic. And, you know, as an artist, you know, you overcome so many struggles. You have overcome a lot. So it's a good thing to, you know, as a poet, you know, you have overcome a lot. So if you was giving advice to other poets facing a similar challenge that you have, how would you manage to overcome? So would you be able to tell us more about that?
Yeah, so I would say that in order for other artists to overcome the similar challenge that I experienced, they just have to just make a decision that whatever they write is going to just stay true to themselves. And so what I mean by that is just don't be afraid. Like, just don't be afraid to put stuff out there. Don't be afraid to speak your truth. And remember always who you're writing for, like, who's your audience. Like, keep that in mind. So to overcome that, just do it. Don't overthink it when it comes to writing, when it comes to performing. Give it your all. Give it your best. Truly be authentic, because people can relate to it. Too often we get in our own way of overthinking, like, is this sharing too much information? Are people going to judge me or whatever have you? But just keeping in mind that somebody's going to relate to it. Somebody's going to resonate with it. Somebody is going to have a seed planted. And from what you're saying, somebody's going to benefit from it. So just keep in mind that it's not just about you, whether you're writing about depression, whether you're writing about whatever struggle you have or something that's good. Like, don't be afraid to put stuff out there, because at the end of the day, somebody is going to take a hold of that and they're going to benefit from it. So just get out of your own way. Don't be selfish with your gift and share it. You know, the Bible says, let your light shine. So if, you know, the Most High gave you that gift of poetry, you know, let your light shine and glorify Him through it all.
Oh, fantastic. So I know you got one of your poems tonight. Can you share it with us tonight?
Yes, of course. I'm excited. I'm excited. So I'm going to kick it off with one that I wrote, I want to say back in December. This piece kind of encapsulates everything that I write. So I thought it would be fitting to start off with this one. This piece is entitled Rose Colored Glasses. Rose Colored Glasses. So here it goes. Stop looking through the rose colored glasses, like we ain't being killed by the masses. If all men were created equal, Esau ruling now, but just wait for the sequel. Lions are prophesying to the eagle. The black Messiah is coming back for his people. We're the walking dead and don't know what's even going on. But the sons of God are prophesying to our dry bones. Stop looking through the rose-colored glasses. If we free, why are we still paying taxes? We free, but filling prisons by the masses. We free, but still in poverty. We free, but can't live in better communities. We free, but can't get the proper health care. We free, but dependent on welfare. We free, but our sons are falsely diagnosed with ADHD. We free, but our daughters are still missing. We free, but can't afford the cost of living. We free, but don't have a pot to piss in. We free and educated, but can't get a decent job. And when we do, why we gotta act like snobs? We've been robbed, and our heritage has been stolen. We free, but our schools are still closing. We free, but still think the answer is voting. We free, but we're broken. We free and don't know we're the chosen, the 12 tribes, the Israelites, my brethren. Stop looking through the rose-colored glasses. See our people, the blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans. See our conditions and see yourself through the Bible's looking glass, rose-colored glasses.
Love it. We love that poem. That is so amazing. And you just continue to write, continue to tell your story all around the world. Because, you know, all around the world is very big and different. So, as a poet, what is like to be on this platform, the Journey Artists Around the World podcast?
It's just an honor to have this opportunity. The title is so fitting. Artists around the world. I know that the audience that I'm trying to reach, I know that we are scattered abroad throughout the four corners of the earth, and just to be able to have this platform to share my gift with the world, it's awesome. And I feel like it's just more impactful. Just the awesomeness of technology and being able to reach as many people as possible. And I feel like it's really pushing the message out there in real time, because of course I can be on a stage and then people can record it and share it, but this is real time. You're hearing me live, and just to be here on this platform that welcomes artists, and it's just an honor to be here. So I'm so excited, and I hope you can hear that excitement, though you cannot see it. I'm
Yes, we
smiling.
thank you for the
Yes.
audience to being on here today too. Yes. And it's delightful you to be on the Journey Artists Around the World. So can you give us another one of your beautiful poems?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, this next piece is entitled Since 1973. Since 1973. And it's more so a love note. And it reads, "To my nearly 20 million dearly beloved Black brothers and sisters who weren't afforded the right to live, to cry, to laugh, to walk, to talk, to feel happiness, to feel pain, to experience loss, to gain, to love and be loved, to grow to be men or women who were once children, to dream dreams and strive to fulfill them, to feel or experience anything at all, to live the life God desired to give you in spite of your parents' downfall. You weren't afforded the right to choose your life because someone else chose death for you because of poverty, pain, pressure, or even pleasure. You were more than just a thought or an unformed substance of matter. You existed, so you mattered."
Love it. Be loving it. We have people in the chat box saying they love it.
All
So,
praises.
if you was to offer advice for the next generation as a poet who wishes to become a poet, what would it be? And what steps you would recommend for them to take?
Another great question. So I would say my advice to anyone who wants to be a poet or an artist in general is to keep in mind your why. And what I mean by that is to keep in mind, why are you even writing in the first place? What is the point of your content? Because eventually, you don't want to just put out content just because. You have to keep in mind your why and your who. Who is it for? And never forget that. So that way, when you feel unmotivated to write, or you may have writer's block, or you may feel discouraged because no one liked your post or no one liked your poem, just keeping in mind that why are you doing it in the first place and who is it for? And so for me, I had to always keep that in mind because I write for a specific audience, which is our people, the Blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans. And I know that I have to have a nation mindset when it comes to my writing, that it's not just about me. And when I realize that it's not just about me and it's about my nation, and I'm trying to open their eyes to our conditions and just things that we need to know the truth about who we are, it motivates me to keep writing. It motivates me to keep performing. It motivates me when I feel like I just don't know what to say. And so by keeping your why and your who in mind, it also helps you to be more selective about your opportunities that you choose to take on. That way, you're not just taking up every book offer, or you're not just selling your book in every store, you're not just going to perform everywhere or performing on every podcast, but you're being specific to who your audience is, and you're always keeping them at the front for the front of your mind so that you can just do it with purpose and passion. And that's my advice.
Love it, love it. So I know you have another poem for your audience and the people that's listening all around the world. For Lady AJ, she has another poem for you guys.
Yes, we keeping them coming tonight. We keeping them coming tonight. So this piece is entitled, "I Am a Woman." I am a woman. All right. I am a woman. I am feminine. I am a woman, not a feminist. The only difference is, they like to stand when they piss. They're always pissed, always masculine, always wanting to wear the pants, but can't seem to understand that the woman was created for the man. Yes, I said it. We were created for them. Actually, God said it. Remember Adam, who was given Eve, and to her he was to cleave, but she was deceived by idolatry, the fruit of feminism, the illusion of independence, the so-called independent woman. Now, what does that even mean? What does it mean to be a woman? I tell you, it means to come from man. You see, without them, we cannot be, for they carry life in their seed, and it is our honor to nourish it. Now, I know this truth may hurt a bit, but you gotta swallow it. Breathe, woman. You ready? Woman, you are not God. Though this world may have told you the opposite, we must submit to God's divine order, embracing godly femininity and rejecting worldly feminism, for our salvation is at stake, my sisters. I didn't come here to debate, and please don't mistake my love for hate, because I too am a woman, and I know my place. I am a woman.
Love it, love it. As you can see, I am a woman for all the women in the world. So, can you give us another poem? Another poem that you want to tell your audience?
Absolutely. So, this last piece is entitled The Foundation of a Nation. As I mentioned, all of my work is nation-minded and it's dedicated to the Blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans. And so here's my piece, The Foundation of a Nation. Television telling lies. Truth is, abortion is the number one killer of Black lives. See, 20 mil since 73. Over 70% of Planned Parenthoods planted in our communities. Now you tell me, I can't decide. Does that classify as genocide? Pro-choice? More like life denied. But how can we say Black Lives Matter with pride and backslide on Black crime? No marches for our children murdered by the stray bullet. No arrests made because no one wants to snitch. Hypocrites. Under the law of hypocrisy, illusion of inclusivity, not realizing we're still in captivity. Minority communities filled with fast foods, weapons, drugs, liquor stores, and poverty. And prison is just the modern day slavery. All of which are instruments to destroy our families, families that build and sustain our nation, the nation of Israel. We protest and we riot to show our frustration, but the only solution is repentance and supplication. 1 Kings 8:46-50, the foundation of a nation.
Love it. Is so happy that you are a poet. You know, sometimes we say we a poet, but I don't know how to be a poet. And like you said, it starts with your imagination. It starts with a pencil and a paper, and that's all you need. Or you have painting, you have musicians, you have all types of artists. But most of the time, as a poet, a pencil and paper. So our last thing is, what is it like to be a poet? And for your young generation, how is it like to be a poet for your age group?
Wow, you just keep coming with the great questions here. Very thought-provoking, very thought-provoking. I would say, what is it like to be a poet? It means to carry the responsibility of carry the responsibility of spreading the truth, for me at least. It's such a to have this gift, we have to be willing to put it to good use so that at the end of this life, we will know that we've fulfilled our purpose. And so to be a poet is to recognize that responsibility that we have to share our gift and to not be selfish with it and to produce fruit and fruit that is that's going to be planted into the hearts and minds of the people, society, to help them to come into a new knowledge of who they are and their conditions and what they are. And so a poet has a huge responsibility. Yes, it seems fun. It's not always about the accolades, but to be a poet is to recognize that responsibility. In fact, to be an artist, a young artist at that, is to recognize that responsibility of helping our other young people who have seemed to lost their way, and showing them the beauty of the art itself and the responsibility that we all must carry for one another and not just ourselves. That is what it means to be an artist, to be a poet.
Oh, yes, I like that. When you're being a poet and you're expressing yourself, you're expressing to the world who you are in that moment for your years to come, all types of everything. Question: where can you be find you at? And do you have any materials, books, t-shirts? You tell your audience where they can find you at.
Yes, you can find me on my website at www.ladyladyaj. I'm laughing because I don't know how many W's I said, but you know how many W's that go in there. But ladyladyaj.com. You can find me there. I have a blog on there where I upload poems on a monthly basis. Instagram, Facebook, Lady Lady AJ, even on YouTube. Oh man, I have a lot of great films on there and many more to come. And yeah, definitely look me up on those platforms. And in terms of books, the first book that I did publish, I am no longer selling that book, but stay tuned for more projects. There's great things in store and it's only going up from here. So yes, find me on anything at Lady Lady AJ.
Well, thank you. And thank you, my beautiful audience, for coming on to the Journey Artists Around the World. And my guest was Lady Lady AJ. She is fantastic. Go find her, Lady Lady AJ, everywhere, every social media. And we want to say thank you guys for coming on tonight and hope to see everybody again. Share the link. Follow me, Kiana the Artist. All my platforms, Kiana the Artist, YouTube, Instagram, all which you can find to keep me posted on Podbean Live. And want to say good night to everyone. And once again, thank you for coming. And thank you, Lady Lady AJ, for being our guest for tonight, all the way from Gary, Indiana, my hometown. And thank you. And everybody, have a good night.
Have a
Thank
good night.
you.
Shalom, everybody.
Bye.